I'll read the poem that this rather long, complicated-sounding title comes from, A Probable Volume of Dreams. It's called Treetops. My father moves through the south hunting duck. It is warm. He has appeared like a ship surfacing where he floats face up through the ducklands. Over the tops of trees, duck will come, and he strains not to miss seeing the first of each flock. Although it will be impossible to shoot one from such an angle, face up like that in a floating coffin where the lid obstructs half a whole view if he has a gun. After lives are full of such hardships. One meets, for example, in one's sinlessness, high water and our faithlessness, so the dead wonder if they're imagined, but they are not quite. How could they know we know when the earth shifts deceptively to set forth ancestors to such pursuits? My father will be asking, is this fitting? And I think so. I, who, with the others, coming on the afterlife after the fact, in a dream, in a probable volume, in a probable volume of dreams, think so.